Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment on Laws of Shemitah. So we'll start pretty basic, and God willing, we'll work out from there. In terms of the produce during the Shemitah year, as we mentioned yesterday, produce could be classified as produce of the sixth year, of the seventh year, or of the eighth year, depending on where it is during its development. But let's say we're talking about fruits that are associated inherently with the Shemitah year. There is a prohibition on working the land. There is a prohibition on doing things to enhance the growth of vis-a-vis the land, vis-a-vis the trees. But in terms of the fruits that are associated with the Shemitah year, there's a whole set of halachos associated with those fruits. Generally speaking, people get a little bit confused by this. Generally speaking, fruits of the Shemitah year are absolutely permissible to be eaten, generally speaking. What's a problem is if someone was able to create produce through prohibited practices during the Shemitah year. So for example, if a person has wheat that they were able to grow during the Shemitah year because they did certain works in the field that they were prohibited from doing, then that wheat would be prohibited to eat. There's an interesting thing called svichim. Svichim is actually things that grew in the ground on their own. For example, there were seeds that were accidentally dropped in the ground. They weren't intentionally planted, but they were dropped there, and something grew for them during the Shemitah year. So no one did anything wrong. No one actively did anything wrong. It just kind of happened. Someone happened to accidentally drop seeds. But there's a halacha from the Rabbanan, from the rabbis, that one is not allowed to eat svichin either, the same way that one wouldn't be allowed to eat grain that they had planted, because we're concerned that a person will surreptitiously plant it and act like it was a mistake. So grains that just kind of grow on their own, you're not allowed to eat during the Shemitah year. Fruit from the tree, we don't have any halacha like that. You're prohibited from doing things to facilitate the growth, but if things just naturally happen on their own, there's no such halacha, because, as I'm sure we can relate, it's not an easy thing to do something to make fruit grow in 1 year. And it's a whole process. The tree has to be planted, et cetera, et cetera. So we're not nearly as worried about any shenanigans when it comes to fruit as we are by produce of the ground. So, assuming that there weren't prohibited activities done in the development of that produce, there's nothing wrong with eating the fruit of the Shemitah year. There is a restriction later in the Shemitah year, which we'll get to, but until you get to what's called Shas Biur, which we'll explain later on, it's perfectly fine to eat the fruit of the Shemitah year. There are restrictions as to how to eat it, because you have to maintain a certain level of sanctity of that fruit. But there's a leniency too, which is you do not separate trumos and maaseros, the special gifts for the Kohen and Levi. You do not separate that from Shemitah fruit. The whole concept of truma and maaser is that, here it is, I have this produce that's mine, and maybe it's mine because I own a piece of land, and unfortunately the Kohen and Levi don't own their own land, they can't grow their own produce, so I should take some of my produce and give it to them. That's true whether or not it's from my land or I purchased it, that's a general law. During the Shemitah year, as we'll learn later on, everything from the fields is really open to everybody. So even if it's my backyard, it's not my backyard, it's God's backyard. And theoretically speaking, I have to allow people to come into my backyard or come into my orchard and pick apples, which means the Kohen or Levi could pick as many apples theoretically as I could pick. And therefore, the food of the Shemitah year is accessible to the Kohen and Levi before I've separated Truma and Maaser, and therefore there's no need to separate Truma and Maaser on it. So there are restrictions late in the Shemitah year on eating certain Shemitah products. You're certainly prohibited from eating Shemitah products that were generated through prohibited Shemitah labor. But if that's not the case, we can eat Shemitah fruits. And interestingly, being that everyone has access to Shemitah fruits, we do not take Truma and Maaser on Shemitah fruits. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.